Good evening and welcome to the African American Museum. Here in the Ben Carson Clarence Thomas section, or what we like to call the self-hatred section, we have these... just kidding, folks!
Oh, Jesus.
Just kidding! This is Beef, Wine, and Shenanigans coming to you live from picturesque Crown Heights, Brooklyn, from the Beef, Wine, and Shenanigans Emporium. And there you have it. So anyway, as always... this is Stephen SVP Van Patten, joined by
Kirk Johnson
and
Mark Abbott.
That's right. We were talking about things that are not nerd related or horror movie related, maybe horror real life related, just before we started. So that's what spawned that little dig at those two sellouts. Anyway, guys, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Nice. Kirk, your haircut that people can't see right now, I gotta give you props. You look real good.
Oh, thank you. I'm trying to go for that scary Muslim look thing going, so
nice.
Shave that shit off.
Oh.
Got the beard growing.
Is that why that ice cream truck that's not really an ice cream truck is outside?
Yo, I've been getting followed by cats that I would imagine didn't belong in Bed-Stuy 10 years ago, but then all of a sudden, the other night I saw... I shit you not. I saw a cavalcade of rollerbladers.
Yes.
Like a whole bunch of them. Like majority white.
Mm-hmm.
There was some black and I think Indian possibly.
Okay.
Of kids.
Sure.
But a lot of them, there was like 30 of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I just see them going down the street with blinking lights and shit and, you know, being careful and whatnot. And I just kind of thought like, oh, I'm screwed. I can no longer tell if I'm being followed now by the cops or not.
Right.
White folks is everywhere.
They're everywhere.
White folks is everywhere.
And they're all getting their fitness on. You gotta give them credit for that.
Yeah, I ain't mad about that.
Getting their fitness on.
What?
I have never seen this much jogging in my life.
And I ain't gonna front. And they're inclusive too. Fuck that. Because, you know, black folks jog too, and I seen like a whole bunch of them jogging together. It was a beautiful Martin Luther King moment. And I like that. I ain't gonna front. I like that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. I can't tell whether I'm being followed or not.
Well,
nigga could live in my neighborhood, and I just gotta give him credit. He's like, oh, you live in the neighborhood. I thought you was following. I'm sorry.
They used to worry about us following them.
Right. You know, yeah, I know.
But that's a whole other, you know what?
America!
Yes. Fuck yeah.
Coming to save the motherfucking day. America. Hell yeah. Sorry.
So anyway.
Yes. Mark.
One of us went and had a lovely vacation.
Oh, where did he go, Arsene?
I believe he went to the vineyard.
By golly, oh my God. Well, my man, where did you... Why? To the vineyard?
Yes. Martha's Vineyard is very nice this time of year. It's a family vacation. We were just kind of, you know... getting away from the little sparge of New York, you know.
Oh, no.
You stay too long, it's like a flame.
Oh, yes.
A big roaring flame.
But was our family home up?
It was a week long vacation.
And a summer home.
And a summer home. Yeah, week long, because
you
can't be homeless in Martha's Vineyard.
Yeah, same.
I don't think anybody's homeless in Martha's Vineyard, but.
That would be something to see, though.
But it was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
The big thing was that I got to be a fanboy for that week because this is where they shot Jaws.
Yes.
And and the funny thing about it is that they do a tour on the island, which I didn't get a chance to do. Mm-hmm. But all you really have to do is look up some of these places on a map.
Right.
And there were couple of places we went to several times we did not realize were scenes in Jaws. So it's like one of those things where you go off, you spend a week there, and then I came home and immediately watched Jaws
to see
all the places that I had been.
Right.
Mm-hmm. There is a bridge, ironically enough, that leads it. So basically where they shot Jaws was Oaks Bluff, parts of Oaks Bluff, Edgartown, and Mementia, which is where people...
Mementia?
Mementia, which is where people go to watch the sun go down.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where, pretty much, that's where Quint had his fish, because he was my favorite character in the story.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where he had his setup and everything.
Sure.
Went out to the lighthouses, but Edgartown is played pretty much Amity.
Mm-hmm.
In the film. And then, you know, but there's a bridge that going into Edgartown that people line up to jump off of. and it's the bridge that Jaws, when Jaws left the pond
to
go out to sea. And apparently this one in the middle of the bridge, that's the deepest part.
Right.
So people go and they jump off this bridge. And they
have into the water.
Into the what? Well, where else would hell with a shark?
I'm just saying.
They jump into the water. And actually, there are T-shirts in town that says "I jumped the Jaws Bridge." Jaws Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a lot of fun. There's a lot of history on the island.
Yeah.
There's a lot of African American history on the island.
Mm.
And but I had a really good time. It was a good thing to get away. So if you ever get a chance to go,
right?
I mean, you know, being a movie buff, you know, and living in New York, we cross paths with all of these different places that we were fans of, as kids. But there's something unique about being there. They did have one thing that I wanted. There was a shop in the town that had a replica shirt that Steven Spielberg wore.
Okay.
Like a crew shirt.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So above the shirt is a picture of Peter Benchley and Steven Spielberg.
Mm.
So when I go in the store, I said to the woman, I was like, "How much is that?" And she goes, "Oh, it's $15.95. I was like, no, not the shirt. The photo. Oh, the photo's not for sale. I'm like, it should be. Because, you know, I'm a big fan of Peter Benchley's work growing up. So, but it's a lot of fun.
Are you wearing one of the shirts now?
No. Well, this shirt, I'm actually wearing a shirt that says Quint's SS Orca Shark Charters. No, they have, like, these random shirts all over the island.
Okay.
And I saw this in one of the shots, and I just thought this was a really cool shirt.
Okay.
So, because normally they mostly everything else is "We need a bigger boat."
Okay.
You know,
the quotes from the movie.
Quotes from the movie, or
well, what's your favorite quote from the movie?
Did they
shirt from that?
Yes. Movie? Quint's quote.
Quint's the second motherfucker.
I'm not talking about
Quint's had nice shoulders.
Day sailing a pleasure boat in chief. I'm talking about working for a living. I'm talking about sharking for a living. So I love that. That's just a working man's like point of, you know.
Yeah, that's a blue collar shit right
you
there.
Know? I mean, although you don't hear people in New York, I'm not talking about walking the city or jogging. I'm talking about working for a living. I'm talking about sanitation. I'm not talking about walking the beat with your friends or walking through the park. I'm talking about working for a living. I'm talking about policing.
Right.
You know, walking the beat.
Talking about slanging. Selling products. You know, I can dig it. Selling weed is a problem. Weed selling is not easy.
Not for nothing, Quint would have been a great weed dealer.
Wow.
He would have been a great, you know, great weed dealer.
When you walk through the garden, you gotta watch your back. Now I'm seeing Quint as a character
as
in the wire. In the Wire, yeah. Nick Nolte's like looking at Quint like, "How this motherfucker selling all this dope in West Baltimore?" y'all little niggas don't know what's going on here.
Quint's coming! Quint's coming!
You ever see a...
All in the game.
You ever see a dealer, McNulty? Got those black eyes, doll eyes, lifeless, and Billy pulls out his shotgun and he shoots you, and your blood runs red down to the street.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, I'll never walk the beat again, McNulty.
Oh, man.
So... 120 of us police went down there. 94 motherfuckers from the hood took them out. The streets got the rest.
What would be Quint's street name?
Quint.
Yeah. You got to change that.
Yeah, could, like no face, like
no
face. Like Scraggly Beard. Scraggle Beard Quint. You know what I mean?
Blackboard Scratcher. I don't
Blackboard,
know.
Yeah, right? Blackboard Quint.
You all know me.
That was
you know what I do for a living.
Blackboard Quint. All the names always come black.
That dope. Swallow your whole.
Now, let me ask you something. While you were out there being fanboy, was there anybody else being fanboy with you, or were you alone in your fanboydom?
Yeah. Well, my brother was with me, and he'd been to the island a couple of times, so he didn't really... I mean, you know, when we stumble across something rare, like we didn't, like he didn't know about, and he was like, "Oh, that's where like we went to look for Brody's house."
Yeah.
When the movie opens and the person who bought the house, they took off the top half of the house and redid it.
Oh, really?
So that and changed the address so that you don't know it's. I guess to keep people from driving by and stopping and taking photos and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I mean, it wasn't. It really wasn't one of those. Oh, I gotta go here. Oh, I gotta go there.
Mm-hmm.
We rolled up in a town, and I was like, I wonder what they shot in this town. You know,
right?
And then we just kind of walked the streets, looked in some of the shops and stuff like that.
So do they have like? So I'm wondering, probably for the tour, they probably have designated areas that are like historical filmmaking landmark. Like, do they have that?
Well,
most of it really like, or did they let it just fall away? Like. Shit got changed.
No.
Because it's been a long time. Like,
A lot of the places they use are actual buildings.
Right.
No, this is like working courthouses and stuff like that. So it really, I think the only thing that looks different when we went out where Quince was, we had a hard time figuring out. I think I want to say that the shot of the boat leaving the harbor was shot from where they do where the Coast Guard is.
Okay.
Because there's a Coast Guard cutter out there.
Right.
But I mean, for the most part, nothing's really changed. I mean, everything was, they don't have that big Amity sign with the shark fin on it and stuff like that, and that's not there. But
right.
Certain towns have like shirts dedicated to,
because
that's a big thing,
right.
Since they capitalized on that. So
you should,
most people who've been there multiple times are not walking around with Jaws shirts or things of that nature.
I am a little surprised though that some historical society or some landmark organization or something like that actually didn't step in when dude was talking about he gonna change the house and the address and all that other stuff.
Well,
and I know, it's like, I understand dude bought the house, but if you were on Martha's Vineyard and, the real estate person's like, oh, and by the way, you saw the movie Jaws, right? It's like, oh yeah, this looks, that's why this looks familiar? Yes, this was that house.
That's a selling point, right?
And by, if, you would think.
Yeah.
You would think.
I'm
so,
not, well, you know what? I don't know, like, what we read was that the person who bought it took the upper level of the house and redid it.
Okay.
So it might have been, because it sits right there on a bluff. So salt air and everything probably paid.
Renovations, really.
Yeah. Havoc on the place. And the guy was like, well, I got rot and everything, so let me just take this off and redo it. And, it's almost like the Amityville house out in Long Island.
Yeah.
Right. The people have redone the house so that people don't know
that it's Amityville.
It doesn't look like the Amityville house anymore.
Well, it looked like a scary motherfucking house.
But
you jump.
Yeah, well,
that house was kind of.
Oh yeah, the house in and of itself looked like it was alive.
100%.
Wow.
So,
all
right.
Yeah.
Well, that was that.
Take your kids to Martha's Vineyard.
I feel like they do. Unfortunately, I've never been able to get up there for this, but I know that during like anniversary, like key anniversary years, like their 25th and 30th and all that, they have like big events and a bunch of people sit out there in their boats and they watch stuff on the screen and all that other stuff.
Jaws, Jamboree.
There's a couple of movie theaters on the island that actually have a day that they show Jaws.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So you can go to the movies and see it on the screen if you haven't seen it.
Like all the Jaws or just that maybe?
Just the first one.
Just the first
one. It's like when I lived in Atlanta, the Omni downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Ted Turner owned the theater down there. They were showing Gone with the Wind every day.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And there was only one theater designated just, and I mean, because that movie's like 3 hours long. You can only show it like, what, two or three times a day.
In Atlanta?
Yeah, that's where it was shot.
I know. I'm just saying.
It's yeah. So
they're not the only town to be stuck on a movie that was shot.
Oh, no, yeah.
Philly.
Oh, yeah. What the, Rocky.
Rocky. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Rocky. Right?
So wait. Good question. So New York ain't got, like, a movie theater set for this? Serpico? Or the Warriors? You feel me? You feel what I'm saying?
You know what?
Like Coney Island should have a movie theater set for Warriors.
So Coney Island, every year during the Coney Island Film Festival, they show the Warriors.
Okay.
They show the Warriors every year.
Right.
I mean, I would take a back brace and a seat cushion because where they show it, the seats are nothing but their old church benches. So you don't sit through that for like 2 hours. You know, I mean, I guess there's so much that's shot here in New York that the idea of like landmarking every single place
that
make no money.
That's a movie. I mean, the Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Place downtown. They're renovating. Mm-hmm. They were renovating the firehouse.
Yeah.
So that everybody knows that one. Dana Barrett's apartment.
Sure.
You know, we all know that one.
I have a question.
Yeah.
All right. So between us three, what movie, New York movie, would you set a movie theater for establishing, like, you know, this movie theater is only for this movie we're going to play because it's such an important part of New York? And where would you put it in New York?
Wow, it's such an important.
And ladies and gentlemen, on our Facebook page, feel free to comment on that too. In New York City, what New York movie would you designate for a theater, and what part of New York? Bronx, Brooklyn, Queens, Manhattan, Staten Island, you pick. But I'm curious. That designated as, like, you know.
All right. I'll go with right on 40 Deuce.
Okay.
King of New York.
Oh. Right on 42nd Street.
Why not?
Okay. All right.
Now, I don't know about every damn day.
Not every day.
I'm looking that damn good.
But still.
But
still, you know, where you have, like, every Friday night is a King of New York night at that theater. Yes. Right?
Where'd you? Okay. Because I don't know if there are any movie theaters in Coney Island.
Uh-huh.
But the Sheepshead Bay, French Connection.
Oh, okay. Why Sheepshead Bay?
Because that whole chase sequence was down there in Sheepshead Bay, that area where he was chasing the train to catch him.
That is a crazy car chase. Okay.
That is bananas.
Oh. Wow.
Good question.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, you know, up on 125th Street, The Wiz.
Okay.
All right.
The Wiz.
Okay.
Right next to the Apollo. If you didn't give it, you know, actually, right in the Apollo. When they're not doing those nights, right there, just have The Wiz always playing, like, on a particular night.
I would even go for The Wiz. Yeah. I would do, like, a Sunday brunch after church thing at a soul food restaurant.
Yes.
Just have it up on the wall.
Yes.
And just do it like that.
Then
everybody just get their fish, and you know,
right there, that'd be a moneymaker, and that'd be for the community.
Yeah,
that's community, right? That's history.
Yeah,
because that, or, you know, you do, like, you know, Black Caesar and shit.
Nice.
Well, then I guess
Apollo, Black Caesar, you know, Fred Williamson was a man.
So I guess then we've got for the Bronx, because we can't leave the Bronx out of it.
Oh, we can't.
I don't know.
What you got?
Fort Apache.
Wow, yes!
Okay.
Fort Apache in the Bronx.
What part of the Bronx, though?
I'm not sure. Where did they shoot that?
I think South Bronx, man. Probably, like, off.
Yeah.
I could be wrong. I don't know. Maybe Hunts Point, around that area, down south. The Hunts Point area.
That?
Mm-hmm.
Wolfen.
Oh,
nice.
Shit. Yes.
Nice.
But Wolfen was... Yes, Wolfen was South Bronx.
South Bronx.
South Bronx.
Sure was.
23rd Street, Manhattan. The Taking of Pelham 123.
I like
that. Yeah.
I like that.
Yes.
Damn, we done left Queens out of this whole
thing. We left Queens out.
Oh, no, we got Queens. Spider-Man.
There you go.
Sam Raimi Spider-Man. For Queens on the
every Spider-Man movie.
That's a Spider-Man day.
It's a Spider-Man.
Just a Spider-Man day.
On Peter Parker's birthday. On Peter
May's
birthday. Doc Ock's Octopus Day. We can turn into an octopus.
I guess the only thing left to say would be...
Staten Island's just out on his ass.
No. No, you know, the man with the... What is it? The man with the iron fist.
Oh, RZA?
Yes!
Scarlet! Oh, the man with the iron fist! That comes from the man with the...
Is that the only... it's not a New York movie.
It's not a New York movie.
Yeah, right.
It's not set in New York. Yeah. I don't know. What was set... Oh, no.
What's set in Staten Island? Well,
wasn't
The Prince of New York?
No, wasn't The Godfather shot in Staten Island? Was it Staten Island where they shot with the mansion? Was it Staten Island or was it Long Island that they shot that?
That's a good question. That was Long Island.
Was it Long Island?
I'm really not 100% sure, though.
We're looking at you, fam. Check it out for us. We don't know. Do you know? Drop a like. Drop us something.
I don't know.
Let us know.
I don't know anything.
Staten Island, Long Island, Godfather. What's up?
I don't know anything in Staten Island.
Well, that's your homework, ladies and gentlemen.
While we figure out where the fuck the Godfather was shot, let's move on to...
Vampire in Brooklyn.
Oh, you want to talk about that.
Good style.
Shit,
near the beef wine and
shenanigans.
I would rather settle on New Jack City for that, to be honest. To be honest.
Moving on.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have now come to the part in the show where we gush over Game of Thrones for at least a few minutes.
Squee!
First of all, if there is an Emmy for going out like a boss.
The entire Lannister army?
No, I was referring to Highgarden's
Yes.
Olena.
Lady Tyrell. Hold on, yes. Let me fill this up. Lady Tyrell.
Out like a boss.
Yes.
Like a boss.
I killed your son.
Mm-hmm.
Let Cersei know.
That was some shit.
That was...
It made me feel a little bit better about the fact that her entire house is dead.
Like, and all her money stolen.
And all her money stolen.
Don't send a raven. Go to her and tell her to her face that I told you.
Yes. I killed your incestuous son.
Talk about... Right. Talk about, oh, and by the way, motherfucker. Right. Yes. Because that's what that was.
That was, yes.
Woo! That was...
And she set it up beautifully. She set it up beautifully. Like, how am I going to go? Will I feel any pain? You're very nice, Jamie. You're a beautiful man. Guess what, Jamie? I didn't think that, your son was going to go out like that. The poison wasn't supposed to do that.
I know. My bad.
Oops.
Sorry about the bile and the vomit and the blood there. I thought he was just going to keel over. Little frail little piece of shit.
Right.
I didn't know.
I never saw it work before.
Should I know? I wasn't nobody before. Most people know not to fuck with me. I haven't had to poison anybody before.
I thought it was iodine powder. Odorless, tasteless.
Oh, shit. Word.
Yeah, so that happened.
Rat poison, bitch.
Damn.
Yeah.
So that happened, and then after much angst with the junior Greyjoys and with Highgarden, and also Oberyn's
paramour,
the Martells,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
and. You feel bad seeing them go, even though they were some vicious motherfuckers. They were fine.
Yeah, but they...
So it is like, oh, really? It's like that?
Right.
But, it's war, so fuck you gonna do?
Right, pretty much.
But on the flip end of that, Daenerys put some Vaseline on her face. pinned her hair back. Got her on top. Took her earrings off. Got on top of a motherfucking dragon.
So what? What?
And
what?
Burned motherfuckers to death.
Man, Ash.
What?
That was some Ash.
Ash.
There's some Ash.
There's not, it's not enough Jergens.
No. No.
All the Westeros. Hill-O's motherfucker. That shit's crap.
No.
Oh, wow. You know, shit.
You know one of the cool things about seeing these dragons? But it's always cool to see the different variations of cinematic dragons.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And one of the things I've always wondered about is that I don't know if the people about to be attacked don't see this and it's only for people at home's effect, but if I'm standing there and the underbelly of this thing starts to light up, I think that's a key sign before he starts spitting. Maybe I need to get the fuck up out of the way. Because they do give you a little heads up, like, hey, I'm about to spit.
Yes.
So
I'm about to spit hot fire, bitch.
I spit hot fire. There's only five things the Lannister need to fear.
Dragon.
It spits hot fire.
It's hot fire.
I'm like, you got to be kidding me. And the thing is, I just loved that she took out the line.
Yeah.
Left the Dothrakis to fight, took out the food, and then wait. And then the motherfucking line of the year.
Yeah.
Your people can't fight. your people can't
fight.
I don't know what the fuck that is.
Damn.
But it ain't a fight.
It ain't a fight. And that was real. That was real.
But I do have to bring this up. Yeah. Because I've seen this multiple times in situations like this.
Okay.
And I'm going to go over to another film, The Patriot.
Okay.
Why does it seem that the military, when they do their pattern of attack,
I mean, like the shield wall or
that whole line thing, never seen, no one ever, when folks are coming at you screaming and hollering in a horde, I would think at some point somebody in the field has to be like, you know, this line shit ain't gonna work, because maybe we need to like spread out or do, because it always seems like after the dragon blew the hole through the wall, I think that was the moment you should be like, you know what, I think maybe we need to change our plan of defense
or tactics. Like, how do you
looking to get away?
Run.
Some of them were just like, you know what? Desertion.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, no, some of them did.
That would have been me.
That's a good
That would have been me. I'd have grown a ponytail right there. Right. Like, what? I'm a Dothraki, son.
Right. I mean, the funny thing is, I kind of think about this watch. It's like, you know, funny thing is, if it wasn't for the Drogon creating that breach, the Lannisters probably could have actually held
him. Yeah, probably.
Because, you know, it's horses and spears. The horses is running in the spears. All you really need to do is, you and the three guys behind you, is just hold your ground and just keep sticking them until motherfuckers drop, because the horses ain't going to stay.
A.K.A. 300.
300, right. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Although, I got to admit, your boy did something I may have thought in my mind, why don't you ever do this? And for the first time, he took the horse's leg out.
Oh!
It ran off the horse.
Oh,
I was like, damn! I was
looking for no animals were hurt disclaimer. At the end of that, I was like, wait, whoa.
What the fuck, bitch?
You know Peter's gonna be up in arms about that.
I wield two swords into both hands on a horse. Fuck that horse. Fuck that animal. I'm going on.
I mean, the whole
That was gangster.
Dothraki horde came over the hill.
Man.
That was like,
wait, niggas jumped on these saddles shooting bow and arrows.
Dude.
I didn't see that at all.
So, between that, the dude who jumped off the horse,
yes,
over cats,
yes,
and then started slicing people from behind. I'm like,
yeah. After that, you know what? Taking that into consideration, yeah, the line ain't gonna work.
Because
even that line ain't gonna work.
Not if dudes are gonna do like the Nightcrawler,
right?
Like, just flip over you and shit.
But then you know what? Think about this.
Mm-hmm.
I had a couple of days I thought about it.
Yeah.
So the Dothraki
haven't
been around any women.
been locked up, back up, motherfucker.
And you just told them, oh, we going to fuck somebody up.
Oh,
they didn't give a shit. It was.
Oh, like, yeah, and she's not letting them rape and pillage.
No, they didn't do all that. So
they backed up.
Oh.
You know what that reminded me of?
Yeah.
Did you ever see The Odyssey
on
NBC?
Yes. Armando Santi?
Yes.
Yeah.
When he came home and his son was like itching to kill those cats that were living in his house.
Right.
Yes. And he was like, and he strung the bow and he looked at his son and he goes, now you can do it. I've been waiting to take you.
I ain't get nothing for a long time. I'm 15. I'm 18 years old. I have no type of tang. No tang. You got to go. He lifted that way. I remember he speared that dude and lifted him high off the ground.
Yeah. Right.
And the dude was like maybe 50 pounds heavier than he was. It's like, that's what happens when you get no love. When the sex is not forthcoming, you become like Superman and start lifting niggas off the ground with spears.
Well, they're, you know, that's back in the day, they used to tell a boxer, no nookie.
Fight.
All of a sudden, you Thor and shit.
You know?
Wow. That was something else, though. You gotta give a little, at least a little clap to the archers.
Oh, yes.
The Lannister archers for doing their best.
They tried. You gave it the old college try.
You did.
I mean, apparently you didn't read Dragon 101, which said that the scales were much harder.
Underneath.
This is why we have this big Dragonlance back here.
Right.
With the hyper. But you know, Mike in the front was like, I got a clear shot.
Right.
I mean, unfortunately,
well, of course y'all that can't, clear shot is big as a barn. Like,
unfortunately, but see, that was
Ray Charles could have hit him.
That's the thing that cracked me up, because when the guy showed Cersei the lance,
and
he was like, put it through the dragon's skull. I'm like, okay, you do know that this thing is not moving,
right?
And that's A. And B,
it's bone.
It's
no
bone.
No muscle, no skin, no armor.
In the immortal words of Bruce Lee.
Yes.
Odds don't hit back. That's all I got to say to that.
For real. But that really was, that was spectacular.
Yeah.
That's some
action movie shit.
Yeah.
Braun did some action movie
shit. Oh, Braun, yeah. That, I never liked
him.
Well,
except for missing.
But
except for missing twice.
Yeah.
No, not twice, I'm sorry. Once.
He missed once.
Caught the wing.
He caught the wing. It's caught him in the shoulder blade.
I wonder if he just should have really tried to aim for Daenerys.
I think he thought that she'd fall off.
Mm.
But didn't even see her on there.
That's what I'm wondering. I don't even know.
He may not have been up there. Think about it. And now I'm gonna be scientific here.
Speculate.
Exactly. But I'm thinking from the angle.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have a clear shot of her.
No.
Mm.
No. Because his head.
Right.
Is, you know, Drogon's head is yay big.
Right, yeah, true.
And she's let's be real, she's probably
5 feet.
She's probably like 5 foot five or something like that. She's covered.
He
literally have to be flying sideways for him to maybe catch that.
Right.
So, no.
I do love that the fact that Drogon spits the fire, gets Braun off there, and then doesn't burn the thing.
Oh, no.
Uses his tail and like, smack! Yeah.
That's
right.
Now what?
Speaking of dragons, gentlemen, I got another question.
Mm.
Maybe the three best dragons in film that you've seen.
Oh, shit.
In film or television.
Oh, that's easy.
Okay.
My first one would be... And I don't ever remember his name. From Dragon Slayer.
Vermithrax?
Yes.
Jorgens. Yeah.
Yes.
That the one that Sean Connery voices?
No.
Dragon Slayer. I'm sorry. Dragon Slayer.
That mean bastard.
Motherfucker was just... Yeah,
that
he was
rough. That was impressive.
Vermithrax? Yeah. That's a great name, too. Vermithrax. Pejorative.
Yeah.
That's some shit. Yeah, you know, he said it, too. But what the fuck is a pejorative about the dragon? Wait, what the fuck is a pejorative?
Okay.
I'm a writer too. That sucks.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't have anything for you.
Smaug. Smaug. And he has. That's a new one too. That's just an added.
Mm-hmm.
What's the third though? And there are movies and television. I think.
Mostly movies.
Yeah, I mean, Drogon hasn't had...
Outside of Game of Thrones, TV dragons haven't really... No. I mean, unless you want to count H.R. Puff and stuff. I mean,
he had charm.
He did.
And then they got some nice boots.
That was a charming motherfucker.
Remember them boots he had?
Yes!
The white... What?
Yes!
That PS5! Yes! Yo, you can't just come out with a tail and boots like that and not, like, charm shit.
You know RuPaul as a little boy who's probably watching that shit talking about yes,
queen, yes,
exactly.
Pete's dragon,
Pete's dragon,
Pete's dragon, right?
Pete's dragon was really special.
No,
nothing wrong with specialness. Just saying,
nothing wrong.
He had a huge underbite.
We're all God's little snowflakes.
Wow. There you go.
Other than the one from Dragonheart, that. Sean Connery voice.
And right, and you love him.
Oh, wait, you love
him just because of...
Yeah, I was about to say.
Rain of Fire.
I knew you were going to go there.
Yeah.
Rain of Fire.
That dragon.
That
one they had to fight at the end.
Yeah.
That was pretty hot, actually.
Yeah, that was
a great movie, but...
Overall, it had its ups and downs.
$5, I would have loved that movie. Yeah.
Well, it's all about the price. Everybody else is like, oh,
it changes everything. If you ate a pizza, like a regular pizza, and it costs like $15 as opposed to just $2.50, it changes the taste.
No, you know what? He's got a point. Because on 55th Street.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Between 8th and 9th.
Yes!
It used to be that $2 movie theater.
Yep.
And I remember going...
Used to be.
I remember going to see Waterworld there.
Mm-hmm.
And Cats came out of Waterworld like, it wasn't really a bad movie. It
right.
had texture to it. Oh, when it was in the theater down the street, man, it's one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my life. I can't believe I spent $15.95.
That's real time data.
That's real time data. Meanwhile, at the $2.50 movie,
wasn't it bad?
See where they went over budget.
I'm just saying $2, and I still had enough of a popcorn and a soda. You know what I mean? Kevin Costner was pretty good. He wasn't a bad actor in that. As with the $15 and change, you're like, fuck that nigga.
Yeah, I saw that movie. Elliot Ness was pretty good.
Word.
Elliot Ness
is good. Word. You know, sometimes it comes down to, you know, you spend enough money and you ain't getting no nookie after the movie because you spent all your money on that shit.
Mm.
And she hated it. As opposed to spending only maybe half of $5 on the whole movie theater and the date. And she's like, I ain't mad about it.
there are exceptions to that. Like when my wife and I were dating, mm-hmm. we went to Florida, went mm-hmm. to Disney World.
Yeah,
right.
And they have a huge AMC there.
Mm-hmm.
So we in the back of the theater, like there's nobody back there. There's 30 doggone theaters, nobody. So we got into an argument over what to sneak in to see.
Oh, okay.
Finding Nemo.
Right.
Or Terminator 3. And I was like, I'm not wasting my freedom on Terminator 3. That's not going to happen. And she was insistent. She was like, no. I don't want to see Finding Nemo. I don't want to cry. I want to get into all of that mess. And we literally sat there, watched the entire Terminator 3 from credit to end credit.
Right.
And she turned to me and said, we need to get our money back. I said, we didn't pay for that. That makes it even worse. That's 2 hours out of your time.
Yeah, sometimes it is the time that's the valuable commodity there.
Oh, wait. In terms of that dragon shit we just talked about. That's about it. I actually got one worst mention.
Okay.
There was a TV miniseries called Ring of the Nibelung. They had it called Secret of the Dragon Kingdom, I think it was.
Okay.
You remember that?
Yeah.
And it was right after like Return of the King.
Okay.
And it was based off the idea, you know, what the Ring saga of Wagner's, it was a Germanic legend, and Wagner wrote the song Ring of the Nibelung about a ring, and pretty much the whole same themes that Lord of the Rings plays.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a dragon in that TV show.
Okay.
And the dragon was Fafnir. And it was not winged. It was like a giant salamander and shit.
Giant salamander?
Yeah. In terms of no wings, it was four-legged and it would crawl on its, you know, but it had an interesting kind of look in terms of when it breathed fire. Like it looked like the gills would flare out like a full lizard.
Oh, okay.
And
oh.
the bottom part of the jaw would open up like a snake.
Oh, nice.
So instead of like triangular, it open up, it flail open. It was pretty interesting. I'll just say that. And I think that'd be worth mentioning because, let's be honest, your pick is all three of our picks, I think.
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Smog, Rain of Fire, and...
Yeah, if you hadn't gone for Rain of Fire, then I was going to bring it up.
Right.
So,
yeah, I can't
almost
that. That's the only thing I can... Honestly, that's the only one I can think of
right.
outside of, you know, Sean Connery.
Right. Oh, wait. Jabberwocky? Anybody seen that one? That was Monty Python. And I know you're laughing. I know you're laughing, right? I honestly, it's Monty Python. But they did this thing, Jabberwocky, which was a poem.
Mm-hmm.
And the dragon they used, of course, it looked like the dragon that was in the poem.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't look... I'll say this. For Monty Python, it looked horrifying for not being so big again.
Okay.
Because it wasn't big. It was maybe 15 feet tall or something like that. But it would look like... You'd be like, I'm not scared of it burning me.
Mm.
But I think I might be afraid, frightened into a coma or something.
Nice.
Mushu.
Mushu. Nice.
Who's Mushu? Oh.
From Mulan.
I like Mushu.
Everybody likes
Dragon. Mushu.
Dragon Ball Z.
Dragon.
Aren't there any dragons in Dragon Ball
Z? Here's a semantics question.
Yeah.
Here's a semantics question.
Okay.
Is Godzilla a dragon?
You know what? I would say
well,
yes.
In the Matthew Broderick movie,
he wasn't.
I think
he was a giant.
I want to think he was a Komodo.
I thought he was an iguana. Like
is that what
iguana.
He was?
Like
an
a sea iguana.
He looked like a damn iguana.
He was like a sea iguana. Yeah.
A sea iguana. Okay.
Yeah.
With
I think
halitosis.
Yeah. Didn't they explain that's how it mutated from an iguana pop?
Oh, yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah, something
did
like
it breathe
that.
Fire? Did it breathe fire?
No, it just...
No, it was, I think it was radiation.
Blew a lot of
some
air.
Some kind of
radiation. Like gas or radiation.
Right.
Gas.
Yeah.
Right.
And then it
left
a bunch of eggs in Madison Square Garden.
Because
that made sense.
Yes.
Oh, you know what you're talking about? The Beast from 1,000... from 20,000.
The Beast from 20... Yeah.
From 20... from 1,000 Leagues. Like Ray Harryhausen.
Beast from 20,000 Fat.
Right. And the thing about that one, that's... He sent off a gas.
Yes.
He admitted a poisonous gas. That was interesting. Looked
I don't
like,
know. I don't know what... What did they ever say? He wasn't he a dinosaur?
Gojira? Yeah.
Wasn't he like a sleeping dinosaur?
Sleeping dinosaur,
and he
yeah.
woke up
he,
when they started doing the atomic testing.
But he breathes.
Fire.
Yeah, that's true. Well, shit.
Just
the one
saying.
In the new version. Jesus.
I'll give him dragon status.
Yeah, I'll give him some dragon. Yeah.
I'll give him dragon status.
Yeah.
We'll give him that.
If you can have dragons with four legs, you can have dragons with two legs and a wing. If you can have dragons with no wings at all that fucking
right.
look like giant lizards.
Oh, shit.
You know what I mean?
The Harry Potter dragon.
Oh shit!
That one he had to fight.
Yeah.
During the Goblet of Fire.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That was a badass dragon.
Yeah, I didn't see. I ain't checked that shit out.
What else? Not Quetzalcoatl because he didn't.
Oh, cute. Yeah.
Cute.
That was a movie.
I pulled that out of the crate.
Larry Cohen.
I pulled that out of the crate.
David Carradine's moment of glory.
Oh, shit.
Living in the Chrysler building.
Yes.
All the buildings in New York. The one no one thought to look in at.
The Chrysler building.
You could be in anywhere you want to live. Chrysler building.
Wow. That's the sloppy New York horror movies. You got Q. You got Chud.
Mm.
What else? What else is a good one? Green Slime, oh, man.
What was the alligator one?
Oh, the alligator.
That was in Chicago.
No, that was in L.A.
Chicago?
That was in L.A.
You sure?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? He might be right. All right.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Game of Thrones. Thank you again for
Game of Thrones.
Giving us another Sunday of, oh, my God.
Excitement.
Did that really happen? Yes.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, action hero. Yeah, there's not going to be, I got to buy the action figures, Jamie and Bronn. that was some Mission Impossible shit they pulled off.
Jamie with the removable hand. With the removable hand.
Right. And Bronn not wanting to do shit.
And the Kung Fu grip.
Right. Bronn
with his bag of money.
Yeah, bag of money and a sword.
He ain't got no money.
Accessory, man. He ain't got shit.
Actually,
now.
Come to think of it, I really did think Bronn was going to catch a bad one.
I thought he dropped the money
and we figured that might be a foreshadow. Your money means
he's a sneaky motherfucker because he got through He ducked and dodged,
you,
boy.
You want castle? I got your castle.
Exactly.
Burn that bitch down.
So, we got about 15 minutes left.
Okay,
you guys had a brief conversation about Warcraft, and I didn't see Warcraft.
Okay.
But before we started rolling, you guys were talking about, I want to say it was like video games being adapted to movies.
Yeah.
Warcraft. It was problematic, I guess.
For lack of a better term. I'll stand on my underlining theme that, you know, if the shit costs a lot of money, you ain't gonna like it regardless.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
I've seen some movies that
even if you ain't spending money.
It was a freebie
you saw it on TV.
Yeah, but I mean, the thing was, I mean, this Warcraft didn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm.
And it almost felt like if I didn't play the game, it's almost like when Dune came out back
right.
in the 80s, and people were like, you didn't read the book, you didn't know what the hell you were sitting through.
Yeah.
So it really felt like this was I was late to the concert.
Mm-hmm.
Because whatever was supposed to be going on, because they didn't establish clearly at the beginning.
Right.
Where these orcs came from.
I thought they
were part of that world.
Mm-hmm.
Until someone explained to me, no, they came from someplace else. And then it went all over the place.
Right.
And sometimes, I mean, I gotta admit, there are movies that we fall in love with. The story is not all that great.
Mm-hmm.
It might be missing a couple of things. But this one just seemed like... If I didn't play the game or know somebody who played it who could explain it to me,
right.
the movie just didn't make any sense.
You know, and I agree with you on that. I put like this. I saw the trailers,
mm-hmm.
and at first I was piqued, but then seeing the trailer still, and I was like, you know what, I'm not paying that much money for it.
Okay.
So I did wait to see it when it came out, you know, free on cable or
sure.
whatnot, right? And I watched it. I followed it. I was able to follow it. And I think one of the problems is that they didn't stick to a main story.
Right.
To allow the other storylines to really flesh out from that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The real big part of the story that they introduce you in, that they open it up in, are these fucking orcs that have destroyed their kind of environment and they're dying as a species. And the one evil... Well, we ain't thinking he's evil until he's evil through the rest of the movie.
Right.
But the orc wizard was like, you know, they'll open up this gate to another world that we can repopulate. Save our people,
right?
So this is really supposed to be a story about species that are trying to survive,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Right, and try to play that along with the species who you're going to take over, whose environment you're going to destroy to take over, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it played into something else. There was a darker force coming out of nowhere,
right?
You know, and it started focusing on the human protagonist. As opposed to the main story that started in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Because there actually is one good guy at work there that wants to do right.
Right. Right.
Concerns
yeah,
about
that right. was very clear.
Right. But
they
but,
just
but he should have been but that's the thing.
That's what the story should have been focused
on. That's what the story should have been focused on. I didn't want to see the dude riding Griffin. You know what I mean? And trying
right.
to save the rest of the planet and shit from these horrible orcs that really ain't horrible. They just misled.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what the problem was, that the filmmakers wanted to have this really interesting story and then fell back on your stereotypical protagonist who we should be following, who are the real good guys.
Okay, having not seen the movie, I have not seen it, but I'm listening to this, and it, well, first of all, I got first question I have on the tail end of that is, are either of you Warcraft players?
No.
Okay.
I have a friend of mine who's a Warcraft player, so I'd sit and watch him play, and I'm like, this is the dumbest shit I've ever seen.
Okay,
I don't understand why this is such a big book.
My question after that would be,
right.
is the movie choppy because the story in the game is choppy?
The story in the game, from what I gathered, it's kind of like, remember we used to read those stories and you see, okay, turn this page mm-hmm. and your hero
choose
goes...
Choose your own adventure.
Choose your own adventures.
Mm-hmm.
That's what. That's the kind of understanding I'm getting from the RPGs.
Right.
It's a choose your own adventure type situation.
Sure.
Right? Now you're doing a movie where you don't get to choose your own adventure.
Right.
You have to follow a storyline.
Mm-hmm.
But I think because they're playing to a base...
Yeah.
They got caught up in the choose your own adventure. So now you have the orc leader who doesn't want to be a bad guy, who's thinking about his child,
right,
and his people surviving. And you got a story of Finley, the guy who Ragnar from Vikings.
Yeah.
He was the main character for the human side of the movie.
Okay,
and his story about following his king and saving his people from these horrible interlopers coming to the planet. And then you have another thing about this wizard. If I just want to remember correctly, if anybody can write put in comments, tell me I'm wrong, about the wizard and this dark force supposed to be coming, this other dark force that has poisoned, I guess, the orcs and their real reason for what they're doing, and all this crazy shit, and another wizard that becomes corrupt.
It's too much going on.
And you want to keep it simple for the newbies. People want to talk shit about newbies, but you know what? Your newbies helps keep your franchise alive.
I'll say this, the one problem I've always had with video game adaptations is that many video games have a concrete story.
Yeah.
There's a linear story that can be followed that you don't have to worry about. You can include the famed characters and everything like that. But if you're trying to do a crossover and a mass appeal to a whole lot of different people, you can't for me, Warcraft was so confusing that it's just like, I can't follow this. I don't know what I'm following.
Exactly.
And we're just going to throw all of this out here and then about a year or two from now, we're going to do a Warcraft 2.
Yeah.
It's like, well, I don't see the point in investing my time to see it because you don't even know which fucking story you want to follow.
Right.
So that was my issue.
Should have done like Marvel and like a lot of movies that actually make it, like Jaws.
Yeah.
It's simple.
Right.
A shark is terrorizing a summer resort.
Mm-hmm.
Then everything comes from there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's really what it calls out at the very beginning. The shark, at the end, the shark dies.
Right.
Right in the beginning of this? Orcs need a place to live, right? But they're orcs. They need a place to live. They find a gate to go through to make a new home for themselves. Niggas don't want them in there.
Mm-hmm.
At the end, what you know me? Keep it just like that.
Yeah.
Everybody else who comes in is coming in to feed into that storyline, to do for that storyline, not some extra shit going on.
Right.
Right. Because the thing is, ultimately, you only have 2 hours.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you're Game of Thrones.
You have a series,
and you can get all complex with the Lannisters are assholes except for Tyrion.
Yes.
You know?
Right.
Daenerys has his fucked up older brother. And
the beautiful thing about Game of Thrones is that it started off with a question.
Mm.
Who killed Jon Arryn?
Yeah.
That's true.
That was literally the underlining question for the entire first season.
Mm-hmm.
And it started off with Jon Arryn's dead.
Mm-hmm.
Then it comes into we find out he was killed. My sister sent me a raven, seeing that her husband was murdered.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then, hey,
and everything and everything was pretty much built around Ned finding out whatever. Right.
Right.
Everything that was supposed to be filler is actually a setup for the actual season two and the story that's to follow.
It's actually very brilliant.
Right, exactly.
When you think back, it's like, oh shit, that's right.
It was a mystery.
That's what got me hooked.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, it was like, now I care about like all these other characters, including like about 20 dead ones.
Now it's Oz.
Now it's Oz.
Mm-hmm. It's a medieval mystery. Yeah.
Exactly. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Folks, we should mention that we are going to be taking this act on the road. Again.
On the road again.
The New York Black Book Expo.
Yes.
Up in Harlem on September 23rd. The three of us and a special guest.
Oh, yes.
I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Will be joining us. We'll be selling books. We'll be being our wonderful effervescent selves. It should be a good time. So please join us. Will be there in Schaumburg pretty much all day.
It's Schaumburg, right? September 23rd.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
2017. Come on down.
And say hi.
Say hi. Yes. You know, chill.
Maybe we'll put you in the show.
Yeah, yeah, please. Come on down. Maybe we can buy drinks afterwards.
And yeah, hey. Yeah. Why not?
Mm-hmm. We adults.
We are.
So my mom tells me.
So wanted to get that out real quick. Wanted to give a shout out to our listeners, Scream Radio.
Yes! Yay! Thank you, Scream.
Tracy, Aunt V, and everybody else over there.
Mm-hmm.
Just wanted to shout you guys out real quick. From, you know, because, you know, you guys love us and we love you. And, yes, you know, and it's a lovely community that they've built up over there, talking about lots of horror, lots of sci-fi and all that good stuff.
Women
so,
horror.
Oh, yeah.
Women horror, yeah. Please.
So
go check them out, ladies and gentlemen. Scream.
Absolutely.
S-C-R-M. S-C-R-M Radio.
Yeah.
There you go. And they got a Facebook page, too.
And they do.
Yeah.
So, real quick, next week, or next time, rather, I think we'll talk a little Dark Tower.
Okay.
Which I did see.
Wait, is that the role-playing game from back in the days? Remember that? Oh, that Dark... That, yo, Dark Tower's off the fucking chain. I love that. I love that. It was a board game. They had a little tower on it and everything.
He's playing with y'all, folks. Mm-hmm. He knows as well as everybody else that I am talking about the long-awaited adaptation to the Stephen King classic starring Idris Elba and Matthew McConaughey.
All right, all right, all right.
There you go. Thank you, Matthew. So
Elba just laying down in this? Is that why I call it Black Tower?
Dark. Dark Tower. That's fucked up.
Luther. You mad at me, Luther.
You know there's probably like a porn with the, just like, we're not even going to change the name on this.
I don't even want to go over that.
Dark Tower.
Axel Braun brings you. And I brought that, you know what's fucked up? I brought up Axel Braun to, you know, talking porn parodies.
Yeah.
So, of course, I say Axel Braun. And the lady says, who's Axel Braun? And I'm like, oh, wow. I really opened myself up to that. It's like, you actually know the motherfucker that directs porn.
Hey,
wow.
Wow. At least she didn't bring up Lexington Steel.
Who plays, who plays Deadshot?
Stop!
In the Suicide Squad porn parody.
Really?
Yes, really!
Les Steele!
Yes! Yes! He plays Deadshot!
Oh, wait, I can hear. You hear that? That's him signing the contract for the Dark Tower porn series.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm sorry, yeah, please. Dark Tower, yes. It'll just Elba.
Dark
Matthew McConaughey.
Matthew McConaughey.
I've heard some bad things.
Well, you know, it... And I read the book a long, 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 long time ago, so it's not as fresh in my mind as, let's say, It.
Yeah.
Or Salem's Lot or any of that other stuff. Because I've read those multiple times and I've watched movies and own movies and all that other stuff. So, yeah, there's definitely a departure.
Okay.
From the movie?
Yeah.
I mean, from the book. But I think that's why people are really upset.
Really?
People who didn't read it, I don't think they're going to be that upset, but they're also not going to be that overly thrilled either.
Okay. There was really nothing else to it.
Right.
Like the name.
I didn't, the thing, short version, I didn't hate it,
right.
But it's not like, it didn't like overwhelm me either.
But like this, did it deserve its spot in the theaters or should it have been straight to video? Should have been Netflix.
I'm going to get back to you on that.
Okay.
All right, fellas. We are almost about a minute out. Let's do some social media real quick. Kirk, people want to talk to you. How do they do that?
Come check me on Facebook, of course, Kirk Johnson, or To Lance Farfield, which is also on Facebook. Or you can also visit me at, drop me a like, or come visit the page, Black Science Fiction, State of Black Science Fiction NYC. That's one of the pages. And my Twitter, Arntor at Kirk Johnson Twitter. Check me out.
Hit it, Mark.
Okay, so you can find me, my website, who is Mark L. Abbott. You can also find me on Facebook as Mark Abbott or under, like my page, professional page, who is Mark L. Abbott, and also who is Mark Abbott on Twitter.
Twitter, Instagram, I am at SVP Thinks. And website, laughingblackvampire.com. And, of course, my name is Stephen Van Patten, and you can find that all over Facebook. Ladies and gentlemen, that is it for us tonight. For Kirk, Mark, and myself, peace out.